Well, I'm with Ben Morgan, and Ben, congratulations, first of all, the chance to start for England in a huge, huge game.
Thanks very much. I'm just really, really excited and looking forward to going to a stadium full of English supporters.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to have had two wins on the road so far, the platform is set, but this is going to be quite a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's going to be the first home game, so that's something I'm really looking forward to. And obviously, Wales have been playing well as well, so it's going to be a good challenge, and I think something we're ready for.
What do you make of that Welsh side so far? Obviously, a couple of fairly impressive wins, but obviously areas like any team where they can maybe be got at.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've done our research, so we're going to have game plans against them. But no, they are a great bunch of players as well. So I think, as I said, it's going to be a real challenge, but something we're ready for.
And atmosphere-wise as well, playing at Rugby HQ, you've worn the England jersey now away from home. That's going to be something else, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I'm really looking forward to, is just going out there and singing the anthem with 80,000 English supporters in there. And I think it's going to be a real, real special moment.
Friends and family wise, who's coming down?
I've got the whole troop coming down. A small bus load of just my parents, friends, my brothers, you name it. Anyone who can get there is coming.
Because any of you lads, when you get this opportunity, there have been people behind the scenes for years that have been putting in the hard yards to help you get here, haven't they?
Yeah, of course. And I mean, my family particularly have been very supportive of me growing up and playing rugby all over the place. So they don't tend to miss many games between them. So, they'll definitely be there.
And obviously, while we're on that very note, in terms of the route you've taken to be here, of course, as we know, growing up and playing sort of in England as a youngster, then across and now playing your club rugby with the Scarlets and now playing against Wales for England. It's quite an interesting one.
Yeah, it's been a different path, but obviously it's worked out in the end, so I'm really, really happy with that. I think playing against, you don't get to play against your teammates very often, and I think playing for your country against particular players is going to be absolutely fantastic. So again, it's just something I can't wait to do and be involved in.
What's the banter been like with some of the Scarlets boys this week, or has the phone been switched off?
Wishing me the worst of luck, that sort of thing, but no, all pretty friendly. But again, they're a good bunch of lads down there as well, so everything's all in good humour.
In all sincerity, does it give even you perhaps an extra edge that you know them very, very well indeed?
Well, yeah, I think obviously it's a double-edged sword. They know me, I know them, so I think we do enough analysis to notice what we want to pick up. But I think, yeah, probably notice a few different traits and things that I'm used to playing with them that I'll know that they do.
Absolutely. And just if we can, I know you've talked about this before in the past, but when you sort of made that decision, it wasn't an easy one, was it? You qualified for two different countries. Just talk me through what it was that really made you decide to go down.